USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The TSA is offering advice to those traveling through airport security this holiday weekend. TSA spokesperson Lisa Farbstein saying travelers should arrive at least 90 minutes ahead of their scheduled flight time. Farbstein saying TSA crews are fully staffed and ready to keep people moving through security, but she's cautioning passengers to pack their patients in case of flight delays, which have been a common issue this year. President Biden is walking back previous comments he made about MAGA Republicans. One night after he delivered a primetime speech at Philadelphia's Independence Hall, Biden says he doesn't believe any person who supports former President Trump is a threat to the United States. The college football playoff is set to expand from 4 teams to 12. The new model will start in 2026. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Michael Regan is advocating for nuclear power, meeting Friday with his Japanese counterpart in Tokyo.
Investments in nuclear technology and carbon capture will complement the enormous potential for renewable energy like wind, solar, and battery storage.
Despite years of criticism of nuclear power by environmentalists, Regan says President Biden believes in an all-hands-on-deck approach involving nuclear power and other energy sources as part of his plan to reduce emissions. Former President Trump will be in Pennsylvania this weekend. Trump is expected to speak at the Mohican Sun Arena in Wilkes-Barre on Saturday. The Trump campaign says he'll speak in support of Doug Mastriano's campaign for governor and Dr. Mehmet Oz for the U.S. Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's policy of busing illegal immigrants to Democrat-run cities has drawn intense criticism from their mayors. However, the Attorney General for Texas, Ken Paxton, tells Fox News he expects his state to continue the practice.
I would not be surprised to see him send people to other cities to give them just a touch of what Texas and Arizona have to deal with every day. And it's really just a touch. It's nothing like what we actually have to deal with, since we're getting about 5,000 a day.
Chicago became the latest sanctuary city to receive buses of illegal immigrants sent from Texas. The Defense Department released a report on Thursday that indicated an increase in sexual assault victims among women in the military. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says this is a priority for the president, as one sexual assault is too many.
The president has been clear about making sure we implement real change to rid our ranks of this crime. That is why he signed an executive order in January 2022 making sexual harassment a named military offense.
The defense in the Parkland, Florida school shooter sentencing phase is continuing to paint a picture of a child with serious behavioral issues. During visits to Nicholas Cruz's home in 2013, behavioral health case manager Tiffany Forrest remembers seeing damaged walls and furniture. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.